Okay. I was first diagnosed, it started around February of this year. What happened was I began to have extensive bleeding through my part of the menstrual cycle. Mm-hmm. And I was taking, like, what they did, they started doing was putting me on, like, a birth control to try to stop it, and that wouldn't help. And they changed the medication a couple of times, and from there, they began to give me the shots, and nothing would seem to help. And from there is when they just started doing different tests. And that's how they began to find out about the tumors and the cyst.
Okay. And how many tumors was it?
I had 13 tumors. And the week before, prior to going for my surgery, they wanted to do my follow-up exam. And in doing that, my doctor asked me, could she do another final ultrasound? And I said, sure, because I really like to do another one to make sure we're doing the right surgery. And I said, well, sure. And so she set me up to go to another department to get that done. And in doing that, doctor gave me the results the same day because the surgery was, booked that, later on for that week. And he came back and he told me, he said, well, Ms. Dixon, he said, we found a cyst. He said, we don't know how we didn't see it from the other ultrasounds. It was hidden some kind of way. He said, but we're glad we saw it. And said, it's real huge and it's probably malignant. And he said, we need to do this surgery immediately. He wanted to change the date then. And when he came back and told me that, all I could do was thank God, even in the midst of what he said, was because of the fact, besides the 13 tumors, here it is, the enemy wanted to hide this so it can build up. I knew what it was, and I know, I understand now why all of that happened. Mm-hmm. And I thank God for the test. And they told me, they didn't know how long I would be in the hospital and all that. And then the enemy tried to set up another trap to not let me have my surgery. Even though I know I was healed. Right. I know I was healed. The day before that, I got a phone call 16 hours before. They said, we can't do it because we can't find you in the system. I got a phone call 4:35 the day before.
Wow.
She said, well, come in early in the morning. She said, let's show you how when the enemy got a trap for you, but when God, his hands is up on you, he can't do anything. She said, we can't do your surgery. I'm like, too much time has been invested. I've gone before God. I got people praying. I'm not even working anymore. I'm not on a schedule. I can't go back to work. It just couldn't happen. Mm-hmm. It was the timing for God. And she said, I don't think you can just come in anymore. I went there. I get in there. She made a phone call. She said, I have Ms. Dixon here. She's scheduled for surgery Friday. And she's not even in the system. She said, I need you, whoever she talked to, she said, I need you to go in there right now. And you put her as accepted, confirmed. She has to have this surgery.
Wow.
And my father gave me favor because I had insurance, but I lost my insurance because when my husband left 2 years ago, I lost everything. Homeless, sleeping in my car, had no place to go. Lost it all, and then there go the enemy trying to put cancer.
Right.
When he planted me there, when he took my hand May the 30th, 2011, and he took us up to the office and said, are you ready? I said, yes. And when he planted our feet there, when God planted our feet there, God knew what I would need. He knew what I was going to endure these last 2 years of my life.
Mm-hmm.
The woman of God, if I had been anywhere else, then I put my mouth on nobody's ministry, but I know where the anointing rests and lies. If I had been anywhere, I wouldn't have made it through what I've gone through. But because I was under a sound doctrine, the word of God, God kept me and had me in the right place where he strengthened my faith.
Right.
I never stopped going to church. I never gave up. And when the enemy put those, what he thought, the cancer and the tumors in me, when he put it there, I never had a worried day. It was so awesome because one thing that God uses, he gives us testimonies of people to show the strength. I never forget when the woman God we first joined there, this lady lost her son in a car wreck, Sister Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't even know her at the time, but I found out later, it was before my husband had left, that was his coworker, so he knew her personally. And I met her one day in the parking lot. And when I saw the strength upon that woman of God lost her son, and she sat right there.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew after this happened to me, after losing my husband, losing my marriage, and after the sickness tried to kill me, I knew I had enough strength too.
Right, right.
Because the way the man of God teaches her, God don't need no coward soldiers. And I had to stand on his word. God does not lie. He does not lie.
Right.
And when they told me that I had someone to send me, my words to God was, God, this temple belongs to you. I did not go out and sin, God. So I know you're going to heal this temple. I did it. And when God showed me, and some people may not understand, but I hope you don't mind me telling this, but some people say don't question God, but he's my father. If I don't know something, I have to ask.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to my father and I said, God, I know I'm healed, but I just want some clarity on what's going on, and, you know, right. And I know I'm going to be able to help somebody through this, God. But he let me know that, like I said, he can't dwell in an unclean temple. Well, when my husband committed adultery on me, so what he let me know was all those months and I slept with him, and then I took the spiritual understanding that God had to cleanse me out.
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, my father was letting me know all of that uncleanness got to come out. So, if it's by my choice that I would take out all of your ovaries, if I would just do a complete removal, you'll be purified, you'll be clean. So, I thank God for allowing the tumors and the cyst to come so he could purify the inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
I thank him. Because I didn't know. And God would not go against our will.
Right.
He tried to stop me from sleeping with him. Because when I went to Texas, when I went to visit him, God, I got off my job that morning and he said, drive to Texas. And when I went and I walked in his door, I saw the demonic spirit going right in the morning. And God put a cramping in my stomach. I couldn't move my body. I couldn't move my body. I laid hands on my own self. God, he answers the prayers of a righteous.
Mm-hmm.
And I laid hands on my stomach. I said, God, please take these cramps out of me so I can be a wife to my husband. But he was shutting me down then, but I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank him. I thank him so much. And I've gone back for my final exam. And they confirmed it again as of, I think I went on the 21st. Yes. on November the 21st. And they walked back in the room and they told me again, Miss Dixon, no cancer.
Wow. So this was, so you were diagnosed in February.
Yes,
or you started receiving symptoms, and then you were supposed to have, how long, this time between February and November, what was going on in that, between that time? You were just going back and forth to the doctor, and they couldn't figure it out until they found out hidden cyst?
Yes, ma'am, that is so correct. What happened, it was during that time frame, they were giving me the different shots and changing the medications to stop the bleeding. Mm-hmm. And then doing ultrasound. Now, the first ultrasound, they were doing ultrasound, and because I was changing doctors, they couldn't even, they didn't even find it. The devil tried to hide this for so long, they couldn't even find it. It was another doctor that found it. My records from Ochsner were transferred over to the woman's.
Okay.
He tried to hide it. But God revealed it.
Wow.
He exposed it. And he, so finally they just asked me, you know, what do you want to do? And they gave me the options. And of course I prayed about it and had peace about it without worrying. Because I know when God gives you an answer, you're going to have peace in your heart. It's not no ifs, ands, or buts. It's only yay and amen with God.
Right.
But it had to come with my faith. And I just thank God.
Yes, ma'am.
And when I tell you, he paid my bill. I didn't have to pay a dollar. God paid the bill. I wasn't working. The bills got paid. I thank you. I will tell anybody, trust God. Trust him. If anybody would ask me, how did you get through it? How did you do it? Many people who know my testimony, that knows what I've gone through. You've lost your husband. You almost lost your life. When the enemy wanted to put suicide upon you. All I can tell you is, trust God. I was married to a preacher. And to, oh, thank God. Holy God. I never gave up. All I can say is, trust God.
Yes, ma'am.
When God put you on a true man and woman, God, believe the word that come out of their mouth, because it's not them speaking, it's God. But you got to be a true believer, because if I wasn't a true believer, I wouldn't believe God would allow my preacher husband to do this. I wouldn't believe that God would allow cancer to come up on my body and not heal me. If I wasn't a believer, I would have ran that car across the old bridge when the devil told me to. But I was a true believer. And I was, when I went through it, I was sick the whole time. I didn't come to church. Because all of this happened, I wasn't able to work mentally. I couldn't focus. I just couldn't. I just stayed in my room upstairs and wrapped up in a white sheet. Some people may call it foolish, but I had to do what I had to do. And I wrapped in a white sheet and prayed and cried out to my Father. I pulled out my notes that I had written in church and read my notes. And my sister, the week before all this happened to me, it was a Friday evening, the last sermon that I heard my pastor preach, and I got it in my tablet, I show it to people. The last sermon my pastor preached was how to get through the storms. about me mm-hmm. was about to face a storm 6 days from then. So I took the word. I ate the word. I feasted on the word. I lived the word. I accepted the word. And I'm yet living the word.
Right.
Not just the emotions get shot. And I just thank God so much. I'm sorry about the tears, but they are of gratitude, not of any sorrow. They are totally of gratitude.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Totally of gratitude. Because now I tell people, I said, you know what? When I sit back and I look back, what I've been through, I can't believe I shed a tear of what I was going through now that I understand. And I always thank him. I say, God, I thank you because I could have been, instead of heading here, heading going here, I could have been sitting up doing chemotherapy, God. Mm-hmm. But you chose not to. I could have been going through chemo. But you chose not to. And when Pastor started the testimony, we used a lot of people to testify. I knew I would have a testimony, but everything was about God's season and time. And every time I wanted to tell the testimony how God got me through the marriage, God would always say, no, that's not time, that's not it. But it was this. It was the healing, because it had to be complete. And I never forget, I don't even know if I will remember the man if I see, but I prayed to God, he would anoint my eyes to remember him when I see him. One day when I was walking out of church, and this gentleman, an older man, he says, I was walking out, and he touched me on my shoulder. He said, can I say something to you? I said, sure. He said, I usually sit in the middle of the church every Sunday. He said, but today, I couldn't sit there. I sat here. And that man of God spoke into my life for about 25 minutes. He began to even speak, don't know me, from Salisbury. Because no, I'm not from there. My hometown is Bachelor, Louisiana, but I only moved to Baton Rouge in 06. Mm-hmm. And he began to even tell me about what I had gone through. Didn't even know, but he also spoke. The day he spoke to me, I was going that Thursday. This was Sunday. I was going that Thursday for my medical test for my pap smear. And God used him to tell me that I was healed.
Wow.
And he's working my health issues out. That was the last thing he spoke to me that Sunday evening. And he said, you're going to have a testimony. And I've always wanted to thank him personally. But it's so many people, you know, which is a blessing that right. many people. But I have yet to see it, but I know God is going to have that day that I get a chance to thank the God in him. Because mm-hmm. of his obedience. His obedience. He told me that day. And it's all because of who we are in God and under the right anointing. Under the right anointing.
Right. And that same week, the man spoke to you. That was the week you went back and the tumors were cleared. The tumors were gone, I mean.
No, ma'am, that was the when they told me that I had them when I went back.
Oh, when you had them, right.
That was when they told me. Yes, ma'am, I was already going to the doctor. They had set up a date for me to come in for the test.
Okay.
And he let me know then that I was going to be healed. Mm-hmm. So when he gave me those results, I'd already known what God's results were.
Right.
So even math. Uh-huh.
Right. So what was the the procedure you had done, what was that?
I had a full hysterectomy, a complete hysterectomy.
And that was supposed to take the tumors out, or that was just supposed to kind of, they were trying to control it?
They were supposed to take the tumors out. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. And yes, now, please. And now, how long has it been since you've had the surgery?
I had my surgery October the 11th.
Okay. What did the doctor say?
The doctor told me after surgery, you know, how long they were going to keep me because of the extensiveness of the surgery, because of all the tumors it was, and then they found that huge cyst. And I don't know if I told you, but the cyst that they found that the enemy tried to hide, it was so huge, the doctor told me it had formed hair and teeth on it.
Wow.
And so the doctor told me they didn't know how long I would be in the hospital and to expect excessive bleeding and a lot of pain. That's what man said. But the father I served, I had it that Friday. I was out that next day.
Wow.
My pain prescription never was filled.
Wow.
They gave me two types. A strong one, of course, and an extra strong. Okay. Never filled it.
Wow.
Never. Mm-mm. He wouldn't even allow the pain. And she said, and you're going to have much gas, so expect the gas. You're gonna have no gas. You're going to have problems with your bowels. No problems with my bowel. Everything man said I was going to have that was like negative, Lord turned it around.
Wow.
Nothing. None of it. None of it. I don't mean to be explicit, but she said excessive bleeding to... I didn't even have to go buy a sanitary napkin. Wow. I had something I didn't even have to use. That's the kind of God I serve.
Yes. God is good.
Okay, I was able to return to work November the 25th, which was last Monday.
Wow.
Last Monday. And I'm so excited. Because I have some time money.
Right.
Yes, Lord. It's been a long time, but guess what? He's going to honor. I do not despise small beginnings. It's been a long time. But I do know he's good soil. The ministry is good soil. The kingdom of God is the soil. And it's good.
Yes, ma'am.
It's if you don't mind me telling this, I hope I can if you don't mind.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Of how I even came to know Apostle Thompson before I knew him. It was about maybe 15 years ago. Like I said, I'm from Bachelor, you know, small town, you know, country town. And a friend of mine that's from Baton Rouge invited me to a revival, in November, the Prosperity Revival. And I came. As a matter of fact, my husband came too. Well, we came. We sit in like the back part where they have to open up the curtains. I never forget. We sat back there. And awesome. I mean, it was new to us. Hey, we from McCray, Bachelor. I had never saw anything like this before. So I received it, and oh my God. So we were in a financial struggle. And I came back home that, I never forget, I don't know what day of the week it was, and we needed a miracle. And all I had was some change. The woman of God, I can't remember the exact change. God knows I can't lie and will not lie. It was a dollar and was forgot the odd cents that I had in change. I took that dollar and odd cents change. I wrapped it up in some paper towels because I didn't want it to rattle through the envelope while mailing it. Because I had to travel from Bachelor to Baton Rouge or at the Dollar Rep. And I wrapped that change in that paper towel. Okay. Mailed it off. Because I believe what I had just witnessed came to that church and witnessed. And do you not know that next day, I don't even know if it probably had even reached the ministry, that next day, I'm going to use an example because I don't know the exact, but I'm going to use an example. Just say if it was $1.22 that I wrapped up. That next day, my husband and I received a check for $1,000.
Wow.
And whatever that exact odd cents was the dollars that check was for.
Wow.
I have to stand before God, and I tell that testimony to this day. I was not a member, but I was just a seed that went out looking for soil, and I grabbed it, I saw it. I'm from the country. I know how those farmers work, and they go out and seek good soil to plant. And I grabbed it. But it took years later for us to get down here. We had to end up moving down here. And from that day, I was still rooted. And so now I'm a branch on that tree. I'm not just a seed on the contract. I'm not just a seed on the ground. Now I'm going to say, get shot out. There are many, 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 many miracles that have happened since. Well, we've been there, but since I've been there now, that God has done many.
Yes, ma'am.